Oscar Wilde, the blessing of the people, by the people, for the people. In other words, a system that offers everyone the opportunity to rule everyone else, but renders none free. The quote-unquote founding fathers overthrew kings and tyrants, but didn't do away with the mechanisms of control that allowed kings and tyrants to rule. They just democratized them. So whoever operates the levers of control, be it king, president, electorate, or politician, the experience on the receiving end is the same. Pigs, laws, bureaucracy, all existed long before democracy. They only serve to interrupt self-determination, but because we get to cast ballots about how they're applied, we regard them as ours, even when they're used against us. This brings me to the peculiarity of the prisoner, who still proudly boasts, "I'm an American, I love my country. We're going downhill, we need insert whatever charismatic narcissist they would vote for if they could, but they can't, because they're a felon." This typical prisoner is also likely the same one that says, "We are going to the Super Bowl." See, we may sound egalitarian and collective, communal and participatory, but more often than not, it's referring to hierarchical constraining societal configurations. Let us remember that fascism is also a form of collectivity. Let's expand on a few other we's, shall we? The leaders is we. We will never give up our homeland. We will defend it until the death. All the while, they've never seen a battlefield. The executive we. We've got productivity of 25% this year. We're going to see a real return in profit. Meanwhile, what was their part in the we? Cutting hours, layoffs, shortening breaks maybe? Certainly not working. The boss is we. We need to mock this lobby in the next half an hour. What would you care to take the mock in, sir? We already referenced the sports fans. You guys really are going all the way this year. You and your respective teams do send me a postcard and take pictures. Tell me how many rushing yards you personally attained. Some forms of we are entirely fictional. The Patriots we. Obviously includes everyone who happens to have citizenship in any given nation. Identity politics we. Seeking to create subconscious social bodies by promising a mythical common essence based on circumstantial evidence. Something like Biden saying, "If you don't vote for me, you ain't black," but more so. I could go on, but there's only two proper forms of the word we for anyone to use, but specifically prisoners. Editors can use it, and people with tapeworms. Of course, in situations like the Lone Ranger and Tonto find themselves in, when being studied upon by so-called Indians, where the Lone Ranger says, "Looks like we're in trouble, old pal," and Tonto would say, "What do you mean, we, white man?" To bring it back to the prisoner, you're no more American than the kids in cages at the border, I'm afraid. Because believe me, when they say we, they certainly don't mean you. The average quote-unquote good citizen, that is the one who only circumnavigates the laws they find inconvenient and can get away with, isn't given a shit about. So you can consider yourself damn sure so outside of the we, so insignificant to the establishment that the Eagles fans, with the time-honored traditions and superstitions, are more relied on and cared about by that sports team than the government you praise so highly. One that revokes your rights, freedom, self-determination, individuality, and humanity all on the day that you're born, then just so happen to put you in a cage in the name of justice and protecting society. This quote-unquote democracy you love so much isn't working for you. Look around. Now, for those of you here, but those of you who are free, not incarcerated, don't count yourself too lucky. Democracy oppresses you too. It grinds you down with the time-honored capitalist tradition of work for wages to afford you the ability to fill your own personal self-styled prison or home with things that media talks and purports to sell to you to make you happy. Yet happiness is always seemingly just out of reach, because they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. You people who are free and think we, know that you're just enough as a we to be the ones that we send by for profit, or we employ to oppress and subjugate a class of people that you could quite easily, even accidentally, fall into yourself. You're in the club just enough to vote, live in your own self-styled prison, consume, buy, work, and die, but you'll never be the we that benefits from anything you do. Yes, even you CEOs who walk around counting how much money you made this year, $200,000 for 7 days of your life, for 12 hours a day, for 365 days, wow, fuck, you know what you deserve? A reward. How about you get to vote who we are? How's that sound? Here's another treat. Things. Have fun. Fill your prison with them. Be comfy, but don't you dare save yourself enough time to enjoy your little things. You gotta work. The same way we can buy little things for our little prison cells to be comfy awaiting our death, so you do the same with just a few more allotments. You're not we, though. I compare you more to Kratos in Greek mythology, actually. In the story where Kratos, the Greek god who literally embodies force, is leading Prometheus to prison for the quintessential act of selflessness, stealing fire for humanity. He ruthlessly follows Zeus's orders even to the contempt of the fellow jailer, who denounces him and says, "You were made for any tyrant's act." See, Kratos can bind Prometheus, punishing and suppressing his creative impulse, but cannot free him. This is what autocracy, democracy, and all systems have in common. In establishing power over, they can only hobble their subjects, never ennoble them. The institutions of corrosion and legal apparatus, the police, military, jailers, and such, have changed little in this transition from feudalism to democratic capitalism. It's made to impose tyranny, whether king, president, bureaucrats, or the people themselves. If that wasn't enough to get you thinking, because while let's face it, to work here, you certainly don't have to be the sharpest sack in the drawer, so let me break it down to you barn style. Three wolves and six goats are sitting down to decide what to have for dinner. One boldly proclaims, let's put it to a vote. And the rest of the goats, fearing for their lives, but the wolves acquiesce. While everyone is casting their ballots, the wolves pull aside three goats and say, vote with us to eat the other three goats, otherwise, vote or no work, vote, we'll eat you. After the ballots are counted, the remaining goats are aghast that three of their comrades voted for them to be eaten. This caused a commotion. The goat who originally asked to put it to a vote pipes up and says, hey, calm down. At least we got the vote. Now, if you still haven't got there yet, substitute goat with sheep and know that you are not the wolf.